Shlishi. V'achaltem yoshon noishon, and you will eat that which is very old. Which means, the bracha is that as the tfuah will become older, it will taste better. V'yoshon, and the old tfuah, mipnei chodosh toitziyu, you will have to remove from the storage houses in order to make room for the new tfuah. V'nosati mishkoni b'seichachem, and I will place my beis hamikdash among you. V'lo sigal nafshi eschem, and my soul will not spit you out, my soul will not be disgusted with you. Frek the Ramban, what type of bracha is that? You will be amal batara, you will toil in Torah, and the only bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can say is that my soul will not be disgusted with you. The only bracha is that you will not have the negative. What's pshat in this bracha? Sephorna learns that the bracha of Alei Sigal Nafshi Eschem is connected to the beginning of the pasuk V'nosati Mishkoni B'Seichachem. The pasuk says, V'nosati Mishkoni B'Seichachem, I will place my Beis HaMikdash among you. And when I place my Beis HaMikdash among you by Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, you did Averis, and therefore I was disgusted with you, and I destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore I am giving you a bracha, that I will place my Beis HaMikdash among you by Bayis Shlishi, and by this Beis HaMikdash you will not sin, and I will not become disgusted with you, and therefore this Beis HaMikdash will last forever. V'esalachti b'soichachem, and I will stroll with you in Gan Eden, and you will not shiver from me, but you will fear me, because v'yisi lochem l'elokim, I will be your God, v'yatan tiuli la'am, and you will be my nation. Ani Hashem l'keichem, I am Hashem your God, who is capable of doing all these brachas for you, because I did miracles for you in Mitzrayim. Asher etesi eschem eretz Mitzrayim, miyos lehem avodim. I took you out of Mitzrayim when you were slaves, and I did all those miracles in Mitzrayim, so too can I do these miracles and give you these brachas. V'eshbar moites ulchem, and when you left Mitzrayim, I broke the pegs of your yoke. Va'oilich eschem kamimius, and I led you out of Mitzrayim with an erect stature. You left in a dignified manner. Zok Rashi pasuk yud, va'achaltem yoshon noishon, and you will eat the old tefuah. Haperis yu mishtam b'metovim l'siyashin. The fruits will be preserved and will get better as time goes on. Sheyehe yoshon ha'noishon, shel sholeishonim, because the tefuah that is 3 years old, yafeh, will be better lechol to eat, mishel eshtaked, than the tefuah from last year. Zok Rashi v'yoshon mipnei chodosh taitziyu, sheyiyu ha'gronos mileos chodosh, the threshing floors will be full of new tefuah, v'ha'oitzrois mileos yoshon, and the storage houses will be full with old tefuah, u'tzrichim atem lefanos ha'oitzrois, you will have to empty out the storage houses l'makom acher, to another place, lo seses ha'chodosh l'seichon, to put the new tefuah inside of them. V'nosati mishkoni, ze beis ha'migdosh, this is referring to the beis ha'migdosh, v'loi sigal nafshi, and my soul will not spit you out. Zok Rashi, ein ruchi kotzebachem, my spirit will not be disgusted with you. Kol ge'ila, every time the word ge'ila is used, it means lashim pleitas davar habalu of a davar, spitting out something which is absorbed. Kamoi, like the pasuk says in Shmuel, ki sham nigal mogen gibarim, because over there the shields of the mighty spit out. What did the shields spit out? Like kibel hamashicha, the shields did not accept the smearing. Shemoishchin mogen shel or bechelet mevushal, because they used to smear leather shields with cooked fat, kidei lahachlik me'olav, in order that it should slide off the shield, makas chetz oichanis, a blow of an arrow or a spear, shalayika va'or, in order that the arrow or the spear should not puncture the leather shield. And the pasuk is saying that this shield did not accept this smearing of fat. V'salachti b'sechachem, and I will walk with you, atayil imochem, I will stroll with you, began Eden and Gan Eden, ke'echad bikem, as if I were one of you. V'loitiyam izdazim imeni, you will not shiver from me. Yochol loitiro imeni, you might think that you will not fear me, therefore the pasuk says, Talmud loimar, v'yisi lochem l'elokim, I will be your God. Zok Rashi, ani Hashem l'kechem, I am Hashem your God. Kidayani, I am sufficient, shetaminu bi, shani yochol lasas kol eila, that you should believe me, that I can do all these brachos and all these nisim. Sharei tzeisi eschem eretz Mitzrayim, because I took you out of Mitzrayim, vosisi lochem nisim gedolim, and over there I did great miracles for you, so too can I give you all the brachos that I promised you. Moitos, the pegs of your yoke, kimin yosed, it is like a peg, bishnei roshi ha'oil, on the two ends of the yoke, ha'ma'akfin ha'moisero shalaitetim birosh ha'shar, that prevents the reins that it should not go off the head of the ox. V'yatir ha'kesher, and the knot will open. Kamoi, like the pasuk says in Yirmiyah, aseilecha moistrois umoitois, make for yourself springs and pegs. Zakrashi Kamimius, Bikoima Zakufa, I led you out of Mitzrayim with an erect stature, with dignity. And the pasuk continues by telling us what will happen if you do not keep the mitzvahs and you do not go in the way of the Torah. Vim lois hishmuli, and if you will not listen to me, which Rashi says means you will not be omel b'Torah. Li, which means that you are aware that I exist, it's just that you intend to rebel against me. And you will not do all the mitzvahs. Rashi says there are two averas in this pasuk. The first avera is im lois hishmuli, you will not be omel b'Torah. And the second avera is v'leisasu, you will not do the mitzvahs. And one brings about the other. By not toiling in Torah, you will come to not doing the mitzvahs. And the pasuk says, "Vim b'chukoisei timosu," and if with my laws you will become disgusted, which means that you will be disgusted by others who do the mitzvahs. "Vim es mishpotai tigal nafshechem," and if your soul will reject my laws, which means that you will hate tamidei chachamim. "Levilti asois," you will prevent other people from doing the mitzvahs. "Es kol mitzvosai," you will deny that the mitzvahs are mine. They are not my mitzvahs, you will say. Lahafrechem es barisi, and you will do the last avera, which means you will nullify my covenant. You will deny the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we have seven averas, which Rashi tells us that each avera brings about the following avera. If one is not toiling in Torah, he will not do the mitzvahs. If he does not do the mitzvahs, he will come to be disgusted by others who do the mitzvahs. If he's disgusted by others, he will come to hate Talmidei Chachamim. And that will lead to preventing others from doing the mitzvahs, which will lead to denying that the mitzvahs are from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And finally, he will be koifer be'ikr and deny in the existence of Hashem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you will do all these averis, afani es hazois lochem, I will also punish you, vifkarti alechem, and I will assign upon you, behola, panic, es hashachefes, which is a disease that wears out the skin, vesakadachas, and fever, mechalois enayim, your eyes will yearn that the sickness should go away, but it won't, umedivois nafesh, and the souls of your family will be anguished over your death, uziratim lorik zarachem, you will plant in vain your seeds, because your seeds will not grow, va'achalu oivechem, and that which does grow will be eaten by your enemies. V'nosati ponai bochem, and I will turn away from all my concerns in order to punish you. V'nigavtem lefnei oivechem, and you will be plagued before your enemies. Your enemies will surround your cities, and you will die by epidemic inside your cities. V'rodu bochem soinechem, and your enemies will rule over you. V'nastem, you will run out of fear. V'ein roidef eschem, but nobody will chase you because they know that you do not have any strength to fight against them. Zakrashi pasuk yudalet v'imloy sishmuli, if you will not listen to me, liyos amelim b'torah l'das medrash chachamim, to toil in Torah to know what the chachamim say. Yochel l'kima mitzvois, I might think v'imloy sishmuli means that you will not keep the mitzvois. That cannot be, because kishu oimer, when the pasuk says further, v'loy sasu, and you will not do the mitzvois, harei kiyam mitzvois omar, the pasuk already stated kiyam mitzvois. Homo ani mekayim vimloi sishmuli, what shall I do with the pasuk vimloi sishmuli? Zot Rashi, liyos amelim b'Torah, it means you will not listen to me to toil in Torah. Uma tamud loimar li, why does the pasuk have to say the word li? Zot Rashi, ein li, the word li means elo only zehamakeres rabbinai. It is a person who is aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his creator. Umeschaven limbered by, but he intends to rebel against him. V'chein b'Nimrod, and so we find by Nimrod, where the pasuk says, Gibor Tzayed, he was a mighty hunter, lifnei Hashem, before Hashem. Why does the pasuk say lifnei Hashem? Shema Kiroi, he recognized Hashem. Umeschaven limbered by, but he intended to rebel against him. V'chein b'Anshei Sodom, and so we find by the people of Sodom, where the pasuk says that they were ro'im v'chatoim l'Hashem me'oid. They were evil, and they were sinners very much to Hashem. Why does it say l'Hashem? Makirin es ribonam. They recognized their master Hashem. Umeschavnim limbered by, but they intended to rebel against Hashem. So just like by Nimrod, where it says lifnei Hashem, and by Anshei Sodom, that says l'Hashem, over here also, li means that they recognize me, they recognize Hashem, but their intentions are to rebel against me. Zot Rashi v'loy sasu, mishaloy tilmadu, from not learning and not being omel b'Torah, loy sasu, you will not do the mitzvahs. Harei shtei averos, this pasuk is saying two different averos. Zot Rashi v'mechukoisei timosu, moyes b'acher ma'osim, you will be disgusted by other people doing the mitzvahs. Mishpotai tigal nashchem, means soinei chachamim, you will hate tamidei chachamim. Adam. Levilti asais, mineya es acherim asais. You will prevent others from doing the mitzvahs. Es kol mitzvahs sai, all of my mitzvahs. Kaifer shalei tivisim. You will deny that I ever commanded these mitzvahs. Lekach nemar. That's why the pasuk says es kol mitzvahs sai, all of my mitzvahs. V'lo nemar es kol ha mitzvahs. It does not say that you will not do all the mitzvahs, but rather my mitzvahs, you will deny that they are my mitzvahs. Lahafrechem es brisi, to annul my covenant. Kaifa be'ikr, he denies in the existence of Hashem. Hare sheva averis, these are a total of seven averis. Harishona gereris hashnia, the first one brings about the second one. Vechein arashfias, and so too until the seventh. Ve'elu hein, and these are the averis. Loi loman, he does not learn. Also, and then he does not do the mitzvahs. He is disgusted by others who do the mitzvahs. He hates Talmid Chachamim. He prevents others from doing the mitzvahs. Kaifer the mitzvahs, he denies the mitzvahs are from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kaifer be'ikr, he denies in the existence of Hashem. So Rashi, v'ifkarti aleichem, v'tzivisi aleichem, I will command upon you. Shachefes, choli shemeshachefes habosor, a sickness that wears away the flesh. An pulish belaz, doime linifuach, it looks like something that is swollen. Shehukalo nifichosai, that the swelling went down. Umaris ponov zuufo, and it gives off a sullen appearance. Kadachas, choli shemakdiachas haguf, a sickness that heats up the body. Fever, umechamemoy umaviroy, and makes it hot. Kemoy ki eish kodcho ba'api, a fire burned in my nostrils. Machalos einayim umedifois nafesh, hoinayim tsoifois vecholos liroy shiyakil. The eyes look forward and yearn that the sickness should go away. Viyirpe and be healed. Vesoif shel yirpe, the end will be that it will not heal. Viyidavu hanafoshe shel mishpachta b'moisoy, and the souls of his family will anguish over his death. Kol taiva she'eni bo, any desire that never comes about, v'soicheles memoishcho, and an extended yearning, kruya kiloyin einayim, is called a yearning of the eyes. Uziratim lorik, you will plant for nothing, tizru v'loy sismach, you will plant and it will not grow, v'im titzmach, and if it does grow, v'achalu oivechem, your enemies will eat it. V'nosati ponai, p'nai sheli, my attention, p'ina ani mikol asoka lehera lochem, I will turn away from all my concerns in order to do bad to you and to punish you. V'rodu v'chem sonechem, and your enemies will rule over you, kimashmoi, like it sounds, yishlatu v'chem, they will rule over you. Until now we explained the simple meaning of Pasuk Tez Zayin and Yud Zayin. Now Rashi brings down Agodas Toris Koyhanim Yiparashazu, the Agodas Pshat on these two psukim. Af ani asazois, so Rashi eini medaber el ba'af, I will only speak to you with anger. V'chein, and also af ani elech imam bekeri, with anger I will go with them by chance. According to the simple meaning of the pasuk, af means also. Just like you sinned, I will also punish you. According to this pshat, it means af, with anger I will do this to you. V'ifkarti aleichem, zok Rashi sheyu hamakos poktes eschem, the makos will visit you mizu lezu, from one to another. Ad sheharishona pekuda eslechem, while the first one is still visiting you, avi acheres vas. I will bring another makah, and I will bring it close to it. According to this pshat, vifkadeti alecha means I will visit upon you. According to the simple pshat, it means I will command upon you. Zakrashi behola panic, makah hamivahelis sabrias, a makah that will panic people. Ve'ezuzu makas moison, and this is a makah of death, which means that this sickness will surely bring about, at the end of the sickness, death. There is no refuah, there is no healing to this makah. There is a person who can be sick. He is lying in bed. But his flesh is good. Talmud Leimar, therefore the Pasuk says, Shachefes, this person will have Shachefes, Shehu Nishchaf, where his flesh will be worn out. Or you can have a person whose flesh is worn out. Aval noyach, he's resting. Ve'ena makdiach, he does not have fever. Talmud Leimar ve'sakadachas. Melameid shu makdiach. This teaches us that he will also have fever. Aitim, there are also times shu makdiach where he has fever, but v'savar hu ba'atzma shiyichya, he will think that he will live. Talmud Leimar, therefore the Pasuk says, mechaloy seinayim, he will give up hope himself. He will not think that he will live. Oy, eino sove ba'atzma shiyichya, he might not think that he will live. Aval acherim svurim shiyichya, other people think that he will live. Talmud Leimar, therefore the Pasuk says, midivois nafesh, the souls of your family and the souls of other people will be anguished over your death because they won't either believe that you will live. Zok Rashi, Uzeratim, Lariksa Rachem, Zora Ve'inim Etzmachas. You will plant and it will not grow. Umeata, now Ma Oivechem Boim Voichlim, what are your enemies coming and eating? Uma Tamad Loimar, and why does the Pasuk say Vachlu Oivechem, that your enemies will eat the crop? Hoketzad, how is this possible? Zara Shana Rishona. You will plant the first year Ve'inim Etzmachas and it will not grow. Shana Shnia Mitzmachas. The second year it will grow. And your enemies will use this tefuah for the days of the siege when they surround your city. And the people inside the city, Mason Barov, will die with hunger. Because they did not gather last year's crop. The enemies took it. The Pasuk is referring to your children, your sons and your daughters. You toil in them, umagadlon, and you raise them, vachetpo, umachala oisam, and the Avera will come and destroy them. Shenema, like the Pasuk says, asher tafachti v'ravisi, the children which I cared for and nurtured, oivi kilam, my enemies have destroyed them. According to this pshat, uziratim l'rik zarachem, and vachalu oivechem is one statement. Uziratim l'rik zarachem, you will raise children in vain, vachalu oivechem, because your enemies will destroy them. But according to the first pshat, it is two separate statements. Uziratim larik zarachem, you will plant seeds for no reason because they won't grow. And then, even if they do grow, vachalu oivechem, your enemies will eat them. Zok Rashi v'nosati ponai bochem, kemosha omar b'toivo. Just like it says by good, when the Yidden do the rasun of Hashem, it says, ufonise aleichem, I will turn away from all my concerns in order to reward you. Kach nemar b'roh, so too it says concerning bad, if you do not do the rasun of Hashem, v'nosati ponai, I will turn away from all my concerns in order to punish you. Moshle Moshel, this is compared to Lemel Shamar La'avodov, a king who said to his servants, Poina ani mikol asokai, I will turn away from all my concerns, v'oisik ani imochen l'roh, and I will busy myself to do bad to you and to punish you. V'nigastem l'fnei avechem, sheyehe amoves harik eschem bibifnim. The epidemic will kill you inside the walls. U'balei divoveichon makifin eschem bibachutz, and your enemies will surround you outside the city. V'rodu vochem soinechem, zok rashi she'eni mamid soinim ele mikem u'bochem. I will set up your enemies from among you against you. Your own people will attack you. When it is the Goyim who are attacking Klal Yisrael, they only take that which is revealed. Shenema, like the Pasuk says in Shoftim, if the Yidden will plant, and then Midyan, Amalek, and the people of the East will come up, and camp on them and attack them, and they will destroy the crop of the land. They will destroy that which is begolui revealed. Avol b'shoshe emoid aleichem mikem uvochem. But when I will stand up against you from your own people, he mechapsin achar hamatmoniyu shelochem. They will seek out your treasures. V'cheinu oimer, like the pasuk says in Micha, v'asher ochlu she'er ami, that which your nation will eat. V'oiram me'aleim ifshitu, they will take off their skin and they will break your bones. They will seek even the treasures, even what is inside. Venastem, and you will run away, mipnei emo, out of fear. Vein roidef eschem, but nobody will chase you, mibli koyach, because they know that you do not have any strength. And the pasuk continues, Ve'im ad ele lo sishmuli, if while these punishments are upon you, you will still not listen to me, v'yosafti liyasro eschem, and I will increase to punish you, sheva, another seven different punishments, al chatoisechem, corresponding to your seven averis which were mentioned earlier. And these are the seven punishments. Vishavarti es goin uschem, I will break the pride of your might, referring to the Beis HaMikdash. Be'er Ba'asodeh explains, this does not mean the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, because the Pasuk does not say a lashon of harisa, to knock down, but rather a lashon of vishavarti, I will break. Rather, this is referring to the pirtzois and the defiling of the Beis HaMikdash done by the Yevonim. V'nosati eshmechem karbarzel, and I will make your skies like iron, v'sartzechem kanachusha, and your land like copper. This means that your skies will be like iron, and just like iron does not sweat, so too the skies will not sweat, there won't be any dew. But your land will be like copper, and just like copper sweats, so too your land will sweat, and the land will be moist and ruin the peiros. V'sam lo rikoychachem, and your strength will end in vain, because you will work so hard, but the shidafa, the blight, will come and ruin your crop. And the land will not give its produce. Rashi tells us the word yuvula can also mean a lashon of moivil, to put into the ground. And the pasuk is saying that not only won't the crop grow, but even the seeds that you placed inside the ground won't come out. And the pasuk continues, ve'etza oretz la'yitein, and the trees of the ground won't give, which means they won't even ripen. And then we read again the word la'yitein, la'yitein piryoi, it won't give its fruit, which means even those that do ripen, they will never materialize into fruits because they will fall off the tree. So we have seven punishments. The first punishment is that the Beis HaMikdash will be broken. The second one is that your skies will be like iron. The third one is that your land will be like copper. Number four is that you will work very hard in vain. Number five is that even what you place into the ground won't come out. Number six is that the fruits will not ripen. And number seven is what does ripen will fall off the tree. Zakrashi pasugut ches v'im ad eile, Zakrashi v'im ba'oid eile. If while these punishments are upon you, loisishmuli, you still will not listen to me, v'yosafti o yisur machir. And I will add other punishments, sheva al chatoisechem, sheva peronios, seven new punishments, al sheva averos, corresponding to the seven averos ha'amuris lamala that were stated before. V'shavarti es goin uzchem, Zakrashi ze beis hamikdash, I will break the beis hamikdash. Where do we find that Goin Uzchem is referring to the Beis HaMikdash? V'cheinu Oimer, and so it says in Yecheskel, Hineni mechal es mikdoshai, behold, I will be mechal my Beis HaMikdash, as Goin Uzchem, the glory of your might. So we see the Beis HaMikdash is called Goin Uzchem. V'nosati es shmeichem kar barzel, v'es artzechem kanachusha. Zok Rashi, Zukoshu Mishal Moshe. This curse in Parshas Bechukosai is stronger than the curse that Moshe said in Parshas Kisavot. Sheshamhu Oimer, because over there it says in the reverse order, V'hoyo Shomecho Al Roshcho Nechoshes, the sky over your head will be like copper. Sheyiyu HaShomayim Meziyin, the skies will sweat, Kederech Shanechoshes Meziyah, just like copper sweats. V'orez Einu Meziyah, and the land will not sweat, Kederech She'ena Barzel Meziyah, just like iron does not sweat, V'hi Mishameres Periseho, and it will preserve its peris. The skies will have a little bit moisture, just like Nechoshes, and the earth will not have any moisture, just like iron. Avol Khan, but over here it's in the reverse order and it's worse. Hashamayim lo yeh meziyin kederech she'ena barzel meziyah. The sky will not sweat, just like iron does not sweat. V'yehei chorev ba'olam. And there will be a drought to the world, because there won't even be any dew. V'oretz tehei meziyah. And the land will sweat kederech she'anachoshes meziyah, just like copper sweats. V'hi me'abedes periseho. And the moist land will destroy its peris. So we see that the curse over here in Parshas Bechukosai is stronger than the curse that Moshe gave in Parshas Kisavot. Zot Rashi v'sam lorit koichachem, and your strength will end in vain. Harei Odom, if you have a person, Shiloi Omal, who did not toil, Shiloi Chorash, he did not plow, Shiloi Zora, he did not plant, Shiloi Nichesh, he did not weed, Shiloi Kosach, he did not clear the land, Shiloi Odar, he did not dig, Uvishas HaKotzer, and at the time of the harvest, Voshidofo in Umalka Oisai, a blight will come and destroy the crop. In Bekach Klum, that really doesn't make a difference to him, because he really didn't work too hard on this field. Avol Odom, but a person she'omal who toiled, v'chorash and plowed, v'zorah and planted, v'nichesh and weeded, v'chosach and cleared the land, v'odar and dug, u'boshidofo in Umalka Oisai, and then a shidofen comes and destroys the crop. Harishinov shelzeh keos, this person's teeth become weak. He suffers greatly because he works so hard, and then it all went for nothing. And that's shot in the pasuk v'sam lorik koychachem. Your strength will end in vain. You will work hard, and the shidafan will destroy your work. V'loisitin artzachem es yivula. Rashi tells us that the word yivula can also mean moivel. Af ma she'ata moivelo b'shas hazera. Even what you place into the ground at the time of planting will not come out. Ve'etz ha'aretz, afilu min ha'aretz yehei lokoi. Even from the ground it will be stricken. Shelo yachnit peirosav, the fruits will not ripen b'shas hachanoto, at the time of ripening. Lo yitein meshamish lamalo ulamato. Rashi tells us the word la'yitein is used for the words that precede it and for the words afterwards. We read it, ve'etz ha'aretz la'yitein and la'yitein period.
Ha'et va'apri. It goes back on Eitz Ha'aretz, and it also goes on the words afterwards, Lo yiten piryoi apri. Lo yiten piryoi, kishi mafre, when it produces fruit, mashir peroitzav, the fruits will fall off. Ha'reshtei klolis. We have over here two curses. One curse is that it won't ripen. The second curse is that even what does ripen will fall off. And now we have a total of seven punishments. And the pasuk continues in pasuk Chaf Aleph. If you will go with me casually, and you will not want to listen to me, I will add upon you a blow, sheva, another seven different punishments, corresponding to your seven averis. I will incite against you the chayos of the field. And Rashi tells us that chayos in this pasuk are also including behemos. Not only will the chayos attack you, but even the domesticated animals will also attack you. And not only will they attack in a normal manner, but Rashi tells us there is another curse. They will bite you and kill you with their venom, just like a snake that can kill with venom. So we have three punishments over here. Shein chayos, the teeth of chayos. Vishein behemos, and the teeth of behemos. And they will kill with venom. Vishikla eschem, and they will kill your small children. Vichwitza es behemtechem, and they will cut off your cattle. Vimita eschem, and they will diminish your numbers. Vinoshamu darchechem, and your roads will become desolate. Not only the large roads, but even the smaller paths. So we have over here seven punishments. Shein chayos, shein behemois, they will kill with venom. Number four is they will kill your children. Number five is they will kill your animals outside the cities. Number six is they will diminish your numbers inside the cities. And number seven is that your roads will become desolate. Zakrashi vim teilchu imi keri, Rabbi Seinu Amru Aroi, our Rabbonim say it means Aroi, which means bimikra, by chance. You will do the mitzvahs by chance. She'ena el lefrokim, only at times. Kein teilchu Aroi bimitzvahs. So you will go casually and by chance in my mitzvahs. Umenachem Pirish, Menachem explains, Lashon Menia. It means a Lashon of holding back. You will hold yourself back from doing the mitzvahs. V'chein, and so it says in the Pasuk, Hukaraglecho, hold back your feet. V'chein, Yekar Ruach, holds back his spirits. V'karev Lashon Zeh, L'targumai Shal Unkelis. And Menachem's shot is very similar to what Targum Unkelis says, Lashon Koshi, a Lashon of hardness. Shemakshim Libom, they harden their hearts. Lihimona, to hold themselves back, may Iskar of Eli from coming close to me. So we see that Targum Unkelis and Menachem's Pshat are very similar. Zok Rashi Sheva Kichatei Sechem, Sheva Peronius Acherim, seven new punishments. Bemispa Sheva, with the number of seven. Kichatei Sechem, like the number seven, which was your Averis. Bishlachti Lashon Giroi. Bishlachti means that I will incite against you the wild animals. Bishikla Eschem, and they will kill you. Ainli Elo Chayim Mishakelas. I only know that a Chayel will kill. Shedarka Bekach, because it is its nature to kill. Behema, a domesticated animal. She'ein Darka Bekach, which it is not its nature to kill. Minayin, how do I know that they will also kill you? Talmud Loimar. That's why the Pasuk says in Sefer Devarim, Vishain Behemas Ashalachbom. The teeth of the domesticated animals I will incite against them. So since it says Ashalach there, and it says over here also Vishlachti, so we learn one from the other, and this Pasuk also means not only Chaya, but also Behema. Harishnayim, so we have two curses, Shein Chaya and Shein Behema. Uminayim Shetehem Emiso Benishichasa, how do I know that these animals and Chayas will kill through biting? Talmud Loimar, therefore the Pasuk says, Im Chamas Zoichli Ofer, with the venom of the snake. They will have venom just like snakes. Ma elu noishchin umemisim, just like snakes bite and kill, af elu noishchin umemisim. So too the shein behemos and the shein chayos will kill with their bite. Kfar hoyu shonim be'eretz Yisrael. There were already years in Eretz Yisrael. Chamor noishch umemis, a tame donkey bites and kills, just like aroid noishch umemis, just like a wild donkey was able to bite and kill. So we see that it already happened. Rashi says there were times in Eretz Yisrael that a tame donkey was able to kill with its bite. Im chamas zoich le'ofer. Zok Rashi v'shikla eschem elu haktanim, they will kill your small children. V'echwiso es behemtechem, and they will cut off your animals mibachutz, outside the cities. V'mito eschem, and they will diminish your numbers mibithnim, inside the cities. V'noshamu darchechem, and your roads will become desolate. Shevilim gedoilim u'shvilim ketanim, your large roads and your small paths. Harei sheva peronios, so we have seven punishments. Shein behemo. Vishain Chaya, the teeth of behemoths and the teeth of Chayas. Hamas Zoichli Ofar, they will kill with venom. Vishikla and kill your children. Vichrisa and destroy your animals. Vihimita and diminish your numbers inside the cities. Vinoshamu and destroy your paths. So we have a total of seven punishments. And the pasuk continues, "V'imbe'ele lo sivasruli." And if despite these punishments, you still will not listen to my mussar to do tshuva and to come back to me, "V'halachtem imi keri," and you will go with me casually, "V'halachti afani imochem bekeri," and I will also go with you casually. According to the simple pshat, "af" means also. I too will go with you casually. Rashi brought down earlier a second pshat that "af" means with anger, "V'halachti af ani imochem bekeri," and in a state of anger, I will go with you casually. V'kesi eschem gam oni, and I will also hit you. Sheva, seven punishments al chatoseichem, corresponding to your seven averis. What are the seven new punishments? V'vesi aleichem cherev, I will bring upon you a sword, which means an army of enemies. Noikemes nekam bris. Rashi says two pshatim in noikemes nekam bris. His first pshat is noikemes nekam, that this will be a punishment bris that is stated in the Torah. Because certain punishments are not stated in the Torah. For example, when Nebuchadnezzar blinded Tzidkiyahu's eyes, that was a punishment that was not stated in the Torah. The pasuk is saying that cherev, an army attacking you, is nekemes nekam bris, a punishment stated in the Torah. Rashi's second shot is nekemes nekam bris, this sword and this army will take revenge, bris, because of the Torah that you violated. Nekemes nekam, it will punish you, bris, for the Torah which you are over. V'nesaftem el orechem, and you will be gathered inside your cities, which means you will be surrounded by the enemy. V'shilachti dever b'seichichem, and while you are inside the cities, I will send a plague to kill you inside the cities. V'nitatem b'yad oyev, and you will be given in the hands of your enemies. Rashi tells us that it means that since your people will die by the plague, and you will have to bury them, and you are not allowed to leave a mace, a corpse, in Yerushalayim overnight, so you will go outside the city to bury them, and then you will be given into the hands of the enemy who are surrounding the city. B'shivri lochem mate lechem, I will break for you your stronghold of bread, meaning that there will be a hunger. V'ofu eser noshim lachmechem besanor echor, and 10 women will bake your bread in one oven, because of a shortage of wood. 10 women will have to get together to bake. V'yishivu lachmechem b'mishkol, and you will return your bread by weight. Since the grain will be rotted grain, and the bread that is baked from this grain will fall apart, the only way that each woman will be able to take her portion is through weighing each one their own portion. V'achaltem, and you will eat. V'loisis bo, and you will not be satisfied. No matter what you eat, it will never fill you up. So we have a total of 7 punishments. Cherev, an army will attack you. Number 2 is v'nesaftem el orechem, you will be surrounded by the enemy and you will have to gather together inside your cities. Number 3 is v'shilachti dever, there will be a plague. Number 4 is v'shivri lochem ati lechem, that there will be a hunger. Number 5 is that there will be a shortage of wood and the women will have to bake together in one oven. Number 6 is that the pas will be pas nefula, bread that falls apart. And number 7 is that whatever you eat, you will not be satisfied with. Zok Rashi, Pasuk Chav Gimel, Loisi Vasruli, you will not listen to my Musar, Loshov Eli, to return to me. Then I will bring upon you Cherev, an army, that will take a Nekama, bris, that is stated in the Torah. Zok Rashi, V'yeshnekam she'ena b'bris, there are punishments that are not stated in the Torah, Kederach Shar Nekomois, like other punishments that are stated in the Torah. What is an example of a nekama, a punishment not stated in the Torah? Zok Rashi, Simoy Enov Shel Tzidkiyo, that is, when Nebuchadnezzar blinded the eyes of Tzidkiyo, that is a punishment that is not stated in the Torah. But in our pasuk, Cherev, an army, is nekam bris, is stated in the Torah. Davar Acher, another pshat nekam bris, in the words nekam bris, Zok Rashi, Nikmas Brisi Asher Avartem, I will punish you for my Torah which you violated. According to the first pshat, bris means that it was stated in the Torah. According to the second pshat, bris means that you violated the Torah. Zok Rashi, what does the word cherev in the pasuk mean? Kol havas cherev shebemikra. Whenever the Torah says the word cherev, he melchemes chayolos oivim. It means an army of enemies attacking you. Ne'esaftem min achutz, and you will be brought in from outside, el toicha orim, inside the cities, mipnei hamotzar, because of the siege. V'shilachti dever b'seichichem, and I will send a plague among you, v'alyidei hadever, and through this plague, v'nitatem b'yad ha'oivim hatzorim aleichem, you will be given in the hand of your enemies that are surrounding you. Lefi she'ein melinin, es hameis b'Yerushalayim, since we do not allow a corpse to stay overnight in Yerushalayim, u'kishehem moitziyem es hameis l'karvoi, and when they take out this corpse to bury it, nitonim b'yad ha'oiv, they will be given in the hands of the enemy. Rashi is telling us that v'shilachti dever b'seichichem is attached to v'nitatem b'yad oyev. Through the plague, there will be dead bodies, and because of these dead bodies that have to be buried, you will have to leave the cities to bury them, and then v'nitatem b'yad oyev, you will be given over into the hands of your enemies who are surrounding your cities. Zot Rashi mate lechem, loshen mishon, it means a source of support. Kimoy mate oiz, just like the pasuk says, a support of strength. V'shivri lochem mati lechem, eshbor lochem, I will break for you, kol misad oichel, any support of food, v'heim chisei rov, and this is referring to the arrows of hunger. V'ofu eser noshim lach mechem besanar echad, 10 women will bake their bread in one oven, michusar eitzim, because of the lack of wood. V'heishivu lach mechem b'mishkol, and they will have to weigh the bread, sheteheya tfu ner keves, because the grain will be rotted, v'nas es pas nefula, and from this grain will be made crumbled bread, u'mishtaberes betanor, and it will break in the oven. And the women will sit and weigh these broken pieces in order to divide them among themselves. And you will eat and not be satisfied. This is a curse inside the stomach, with the bread, that it will never satisfy you. So we have 7 punishments. Cherev, an army, motzor, a siege, they will surround you, dever, a plague, sheva mate lechem, there won't be food, chaytzer etim, a lack of wood, pas nefula, bread that will fall apart, and me'era b'me'ayim, a curse in the stomach that you will never be satisfied. Zok Rashi, v'nitatem, the words v'nitatem b'yad ha'oev, eino min aminyin, it is not counted as part of the 7 by itself. Shehi acherev, because it is included in cherev. Cherev means the enemy will attack you, and included in that is v'nitatem b'yad ha'oev, that you will be given over into the hands of your enemies. Pasuk Chav Zayin. If despite this you still will not listen to me, v'halachtem imi bekeri, and you will go with me casually, v'halachti imochem b'chamas keri, then I will go with you with an anger of casualness, v'yisarti eschem afoni, and I will also punish you, sheva, 7 new punishments, achatoisechem, corresponding to your 7 averis, v'achaltem b'sar b'neichem u'v'sar b'noisechem techelu, and you will eat the flesh of your sons and your daughters, v'yishmarti es b'moisechem, and I will destroy your high places, your towers and your castles, and through that, I will knock down your sun gods, which are on the roofs of your castles and towers. And I will place your carcasses on the carcasses of your idols. You will die falling over on top of your idols. And my spirit will reject you, which means that the Shekhinah will go away from Klal Yisrael. And I will make your cities into ruins, which means that there won't even be Oivim and Shav, people passing by your cities. And I will make desolate your Beis HaMikdash, that people will not come to be Oile Regel. On Yomim Tovim, typically people used to come to be Oile Regel and visit Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. This will not happen anymore. And I will not smell your pleasant smell of the Karbonos. You will not bring Karbonos anymore. So we have 7 punishments. The first one is that you will eat the flesh of your sons and your daughters. Number 2 is that I will knock down your high places, your castles, and your towers. Number 3 is that you will die over your Avodah Zarah. Number four is that there will be Siluk HaShechina, the Shechina will go away from Klal Yisrael. Number five is that your cities will be desolate and there won't be any Oyver V'Shav passerbys. Number six is that people will not be Oyla Regel and come to visit Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. And number seven is that there won't be any more Karbonos. Zok Rashi Pasuk Lamed Bomoy Seichem, I will knock down your high places, Migdolim Ubironios, your towers and castles, Chamonechem, Min Avoidas Elilim, it is a type of Avoidazora, Shemamidim Alagagois, which are placed on the rooftops, Valshem Shemamidim Chamo, since they are placed in the sun, Kruyim Chamonim, they are called sun gods. And I will place your carcasses over the carcasses of your idols. They were swollen from hunger. And they would take out their avodah zarah from their chest. And they will kiss them. And then their stomach will break open. And they will fall on top of their avodah zarah and die on top of their avodah zarah. Vigala nafshi eschem, and my spirit will reject you. Zesiluk shechina, this is referring to the shechina going away from Klal Yisrael. V'nosati esarechem charbo, and I will make your cities into ruins. Yochal me'odom, I might think the pasuk is saying that people won't live in the cities. Kishu oimer, when the next pasuk says v'ashimoisi ani es ha'aretz, I will make the land desolate. Hare odom omor, the pasuk is telling us there that people won't live in the cities. Homani mekayim, what am I going to do with the pasuk charbo that it will be in ruins? The pasuk over here. Zok Rashi may oiver v'shav. It is adding that people won't even pass by your cities. Vashimoisi es migdashechem, and I will make your base hamigdash desolate. Yochel min hakarbonos. I might think the pasuk over here is referring to karbonos. Kishu oimer, when the pasuk says right after this, v'loy ariach bereach nichoichachem, I will not smell your pleasant smell of karbonos. Hare karbonos amurim. There the pasuk is stating karbonos. Homo ani mekayim vashimoisi es migdashechem. What will I do with the words before that? This is referring to the throngs of people that used to come to be Oyla Regel. They will not come anymore. Shayore Shal Yisrael, the caravans of Klal Yisrael, Shehayu Miskachos, that used to get ready, Vinoyadois, and meet Lovaisham to come to the Beis HaMikdash, they will not come anymore. Hare Sheva Peronios. So we have seven punishments. Achilas Bosor Bonum Uvonois. You will eat the flesh of your children. Vashmodas Bomois. And I will knock down your high places. Hare Shtayim. That's two. Krisas Chamonim and Kamperonios. The cutting down of your sun gods is not considered a separate punishment. Ela al yedei hashmodas habironios. Through knocking down your castles, yiplu hachamonim sheberoshi hagagois, the sun gods, which are on the rooftops, will fall down, v'yichusu, and will be cut off. So therefore, the Torah is not counting that as a separate punishment. V'nosati es pigrechem, and you will die over your idols, hare shalosh, that is number three. Siluk ha-shechina arba, the shechina going away from Klal Yisrael is the fourth. Then we have number five, Churban Orim, that your cities will be in ruins, there won't be any passerby. Number six is Shmamon Migdash Minagdudiyos, that the Beis HaMikdash will be desolate from Oyla Regolim, from throngs of people coming to visit. And number seven is Beloy Ariach Karbonos, I will not smell your Karbonos anymore. Hare Sheva, so we have a total of seven. And the Pasuk continues, Pasuk Lamed Beis, after stating four sets of seven punishments that Klal Yisrael will receive, the Torah continues that if they do not do tshuva, they will receive other punishments. Vashimoisi ani es ha'aretz, and I will make the land desolate. V'shamamu oleo oyveichem hayoshvim bo. Even your enemies that will live in Eretz Yisrael will leave Eretz Yisrael because they will not find contentment in the land of Canaan. Rashi tells us this is a midah tovah liYisrael, a good measure for Klal Yisrael, that the goyim will not find contentment in Eretz Canaan. Ve'eschem ezora bagoyim, and you will be spread out among the nations. When one goes into Golos, if he goes into Golos together with his friends and family, he is comforted by the fact that he has his friends and family around him, and he will be able to discuss the issues and the problems of the Golos, and that will make him feel better. But the pasuk over here is telling us that you will not have this. I will spread you out among the nations. You will be spread out as if you were sifted in a sifter. This way, you will not be able to have the comfort of being around your friends and family, and it will be a greater curse. Barikoisi acharechem cherev, and I will empty after you my sword. Rashi says, two pshatim in varikoisi. One pshat is varikoisi, I will empty my sword from its sheath. And the second pshat is v'harikosi, just like when one empties out a liquid from a container. This liquid will not return to its container so quickly. So too, when I empty out my sword from its sheath, it will not return so quickly. It will first kill a lot of members of Klal Yisrael. V'hoyisa artzichem shemomo, and your land will be desolate. V'orechem yuchorbo, and your cities will be in ruins. Rashi tells us that if one is exiled from his country, it is not considered as if his cities are in ruins if he has intention to come back. The pasuk is telling us over here that you will be placed in exile with no intention to return, and therefore your cities will be considered chorva, in ruins. Oz then, Tirtze Ha'oretz, will the land appease HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eshapsei Seho, for the Shemitahs that Klal Yisrael did not keep. Kol Yimei HaShama, all the days of its desolation, V'atem Be'eretz Oyveichem, and you are in the land of your enemies. Oz Tishbaz Ha'oretz, then the land will rest, V'hirtzes, and the land will pacify HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eshapsei Seho, for the Shemitahs which you did not keep. Kol Yimei HaShama Tishbaz, all the days of its desolation, it will rest, Eis Asher Leishavsa, the amount that it did not rest, v'shapsay seichem, during the Shemitahs, v'shiftechem oleho, when you lived on the land. And we will see soon in Rashi the calculations of the 70 Shemitahs and Yovlois that Klal Yisrael did not keep during the over 800 years that Klal Yisrael lived in Eretz Yisrael, from the time of Yeshua ben Nun until the Churban Bayis Rishon. V'hanesharim bochem, and the survivors among you, the ones who are still alive in the Golos, Ve'evesi Marach Bilvavam, I will bring a fear in their hearts, Ba'artzois Oyvehem, when they are in the land of their enemies, Ve'rodaf Oysam Koil Ola Nidof, and they will be chased by the sound of rustling leaves. They will be so afraid that when the wind blows and the leaves rustle, they will run away, Ve'nosu Menusas Cherev, and they will run away as if a sword is chasing them, Ve'naflu, and they will fall, Ve'in Roydev, but nobody will be chasing them. V'choshlu ish ba'ochim. Rashi tells us two pshatim in these words. Either they will run away in such haste that they will trip over each other, v'choshlu ish ba'ochim, one will stumble over his friend, or the pshat is, kol Yisrael arevim zelozeh, all of Klal Yisrael are responsible for each other, and therefore if one does an avera, the other one is responsible, v'choshlu ish ba'ochim, and each one will stumble over his friend's averas, kibibnei cherev, they will run away as if a sword is chasing them, v'roydeif oyin, and really nobody is running after them, v'loisi elochem tekumo, and you will not have the power to withstand lifnei oyveichem, before your enemies. Va'avartem ba'goyim, and you will be lost among the nations because you will be spread out. Va'ochla eschem eretz oyveichem, and the land of your enemies will consume you. Va'nesharim bochem, and those that remain among you, yimaku ba'avoinom, will dissolve in their averis. Ba'artzois oyveichem, in the land of your enemies. Va'af ba'avoinos avoisom itam yimaku, they will also dissolve through the averis of their fathers. Frekt Rashi, why should the children be punished for the averis of their fathers? Rashi answers, that's why the pasuk says itam, va'af ba'avoinos avoisam itam, and also with their fathers averis itam, that are with them. If they too are doing the same averis like their fathers did, then not only are they punished for their averis, but also for their fathers' averis. V'esvadu es avoinom, and then they will admit their sin. V'esavoin avoisam, and the sin of their fathers. B'ma'alom asher mo'alubi, with their rebellion, that they rebelled against me, va'af asher holchu imi bekeri, and also that they went with me casually, afani elech imam bekeri, then I will still also go with them casually, ve'vesi oisam be'eretz oyveihem, and I will bring them into the land of their enemies. The Mefarshim ask, in Pasuk Mem it says that they are doing tshuva, they admit to their sin. So why in Pasuk Mem Aleph does the Pasuk say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu still goes with them casually and brings them into Golos? Therefore the pshat is that Vesvadu es Avoinam in Pasuk Mem does not mean a tshuva gemura, a complete tshuva, but rather it is only a vidui peh, a verbal admission. And therefore, since the tshuva is not a tshuva gemura, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still continues going with them casually bekeri. And that's why the pasuk continues by saying, "Ve'hevesi oisam be'eretz oyveihem, I will bring them into the land of their enemies." As Rashi says, "Ve'hevesi, I will bring them. I will not allow them to become assimilated among the goyim, but rather I will give them neviim, prophets, to help them do tshuva and to lead them back on the proper way. This is because they started to do tshuva and they started to have at least a vidui peh." The pasuk continues, "Oy, but if Ozi Kona, then will become humbled, Levavam Heorol, their uncircumcised heart, and they will do a complete tshuva. V'oz yirtu es avoinam, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive their averos through their suffering." V'zochart yes brisi Yaakov, and I will remember my bris, my covenant with Yaakov. V'af es brisi Yitzchak, and also my bris with Yitzchak. V'af es brisi Avram Ezkar, I will also remember my bris with Avram. V'ha'oretz Ezkar, and I will remember that this land really belongs to Klal Yisrael. And Rashi is bothered. Why are the Avos listed backwards? Yaakov, then Yitzchak, and then Avram. Rashi answers, because really the schus of Yaakov should be enough to take the Yidden out of Golos, even though he had people to follow. He had his father Yitzchak and his grandfather Avram. Still his schus should be sufficient. But even if his schus is not sufficient, you still have the schus of Yitzchak, who only had one person to follow, Avram. And if Yitzchak's schus is not enough, then we have Avram's schus, who did not have anybody to follow, but rather discovered HaKadosh Baruch Hu on his own. Rashi is also bothered why Yaakov's name is written Mole with a Vav, Yud Ayin Kuf Vav Vez. And he says there are five places where Yaakov's name is written Mole with an extra Vav, and five places where Eliyahu HaNavi's name is written Chaser without a Vav at the end. It only says Eliyah instead of Eliyahu. And that is because Yaakov took the Vav from Eliyahu as a mashkin, as collateral, in order that Eliyahu will come and redeem his children, the children of Yaakov, La'asid Lavoi, in the time of Mashiach. Maharal in Sefer Gur Aryeh asks, why wouldn't it have been sufficient for Yaakov to take the letter Vav one time? Why did he have to take it five times? And secondly, why specifically the letter Vav from Eliyahu's name and not a different letter? He answers that typically when two people make an agreement and they want to confirm their agreement, they will have a tekiyas kaf, a handshake. And therefore, we are alluding to the handshake of Yaakov and Eliyahu, because a hand has five fingers, and every finger resembles a vav. Therefore, Yaakov took the vav from Eliyahu five times in order to allude to the handshake and the taking of the hand, the five fingers of Eliyahu, in agreement that Eliyahu will come and redeem his children. And the pasuk continues, "Ve'ha'oretz te'ozev mehem," and the land will be empty from Klal Yisrael. The siretz es shapsei seho, and then Hakadosh Baruch Hu will forgive them for the shmitas and yovlois which they did not keep. Be'oshama mehem, when the land is desolate from them. Ve'hem yirtu es avoinam, and then they will be forgiven for their averis. Yan uveyan, in compensation, because of the mishpatai ma'osu, they were disgusted with my laws. Ve'shukosei gol anafsham, and they rejected my decrees. The Mefarshim ask, why is Pasuk Mem Gimel going back and relating the Avera that they did, and that the land will be desolate from them, and only then will HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgive them for the Shemitahs and Yovlahs which they did not keep? In Pasuk Mem, Mem Aleph and Mem Beis, we already discussed that the Yidden did Tshuva, and that Hashem forgave them. So why is Mem Gimel going back to their Averis? Malbim answers that there are two ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can forgive sin. One way is if they do Tshuva. And if they do Tshuva, the years of their punishment can be diminished. They can go out of Golos earlier. But if they do not do tshuva, then they must withstand all the years of their Golos, all the years of their punishment, and when the years are over, then they will be forgiven through their suffering. Psukim Mem, Mem Aleph, and Mem Beis are referring to when Klal Yisrael does tshuva, and then they will come out of the Golos earlier. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remember the Schus Avos and take them out of the exile even before the allotted time. In Pasuk Mem Gimel, the Torah is talking about where Klal Yisrael did not do tshuva, and in order for them to be forgiven, they must stay in Golos until the end of the allotted time. And that's why in Pasuk Mem Gimel, it goes back to their sin and discusses how they are in Golos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have to pacify his anger during the years that the land is desolate. And the pasuk continues, "Va'af gam zois," and this is also true, "Biyosam be'eretz oyveihem," when they will be in the land of their enemies, "Loy ma'astim," I will not be disgusted with them, "Veloy ga'altim," and I will not reject them, "L'chaloysam," to totally destroy them in the galus, "L'hafer brisi itam," in order to annul my covenant with them, "Ki ani Hashem elokeihem," I am Hashem their God, "V'zochayti lohem," and I will remember for them, "Bris," the covenant I made Rishonim with the first ones, with the 12 Shvatim, the 12 tribes, Asher Tzesi Yosem Eretz Mitzrayim, the ones I took out of Mitzrayim, Le'enei Agoyim, in front of the nations, Leois Lohem Le'lokim, to be their God, Ani Hashem, I am Hashem. Even when they are in the Golos, I will not destroy them. I will just cause them to suffer in order to wipe away their Averis. Eila HaChukim VaMishpotim. These are the laws and the decrees. VaHaTorahs, and the Torahs, referring to Torah Shebichsav, the written law, and Torah Shebalpeh, the oral law. Asher Nosan Hashem, that Hashem gave Beinoyu VeBnei Yisrael, between himself and the Yidden. Behar Sinai, at Mount Sinai, Biad Moshe through Moshe. Not only was Torah Shebichsav given at Sinai, but even Torah Shebalpeh, the oral law. Zok Rashi Pasuk Lamed Beis, Vashimoisi Ani Es Haaretz, I will make the land desolate. Zumida Tova LiYisrael, this is a good measure for Klal Yisrael. Shelo Yimsu O'Ivim Nachas Ruach Ba'artzom, their enemies will not find contentment in their land. Shetehei Shemeimo Miyoshveho, it will be totally desolate from any inhabitants. Even the Goyim won't live in their land. Ve'eschem ezor ba'goyim, I will spread you out throughout the nations. Zumi de kosha, this is a harsh measure for Klal Yisrael. Shebeshah shebenei medina goyim lemokoyim echod, when the people of one country exile to one place, royin zezeh, they see each other. Umisnachamim, and they comfort each other. Yisrael, but Klal Yisrael, Nazru Kivam Yisrael, they will be separated like in a winnowing basket. Ka'odam Hazaris Sa'urim Benapo, like a person who winnows barley in a sifter. Vein Achas Mehem Devuko Mechaverto, and not one of them is attached to the other. So too will Klal Yisrael be separated in Golos. Zakrashi Vari Koisi, I will empty my sword. Kishesholef Acherev, when one draws his sword, Misroikin Hanadin, the sheath becomes emptied. So to over here, Varikoisi Acharechem Cherev means, I will empty my sword from its sheath. Umidrasha, the Medrash says, Cherev Hanishmetes Acharechem, the sword that will come after you, Eine Chayzeres Maher, it will not come back into its sheath very quickly, but rather it will first kill a lot of Klal Yisrael. Ka'odom Shemerik Es Hamayim, like a person who empties out water from a pitcher, Vein Seif Lachzar, it cannot return to this pitcher very quickly. So too, the sword that will come against Klal Yisrael will not return to its sheath very quickly. Zakrashi Vahoitza Arzachem Shemama, your land will be desolate. Shalei Tamaru Lashav L'Seicha, you will not come back there very quickly. You will be in Golos for a long time. Umitaych Kach Orechem Yucharva, and through this your lands will be in ruins. Niris Lachem Charevois, they will seem to you to be in ruins. Shebishosh Adam Golomi Beisu Mikarma Ume Iroi, because when a person goes into exile from his house, from his vineyard, and from his city, V'Seife Lachzar, if he is destined to return, Kilu Ein Karma Ubeisa Charevim, it is as if his vineyard and his house are not in a state of ruins. But since he will not return, therefore the pasuk over here says, "Varechem yucharva," your cities will be in a state of ruins. Kach shnuyi b'taris kaihanim, so is stated in Taris kaihan. Zakrashi os tirtze, then the land will appease. Tefayis es kasa mokoim, the land will appease and pacify the anger of Hashem. Shekoas al shmitoiseho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who was angered concerning the shmitois which you did not keep. Vehirtzes lamelech, and the king will become appeased, es shapseiseho, concerning the shmitois. Kol Yimei Hashamo, all the days of its desolation. Loshen Heosois, it is a language of Heosois, becoming done. So too Hashama means the days of its becoming desolate, its desolation. Umem Dogesh, and the mem in Hashamo gets a Dogesh, a dot. Bemokoim Kefel Shemama, because the word is really Shemama with two mems. And therefore we place a dot, a Dogesh in the mem to replace the second mem. Zakrashi Esa Shalai Shavsa, the land will rest now because it did not rest while you were on it. Zakrashi Shim Shana Shal Golos Bavel, the 70 years of Golos Bavel, Hein Hayu Keneged Ein Shnois HaShmita VeYovel, they are corresponding to the 70 Shmitas and Yovelois Shehayu Bishanim Shechisu Yisrael Ba'artzom Lefnei Amokim, that were during the years that the Yidden sinned in Eretz Yisrael before Hashem. Arba Meos Ushloishim Shana, for 430 years. Shloish Meos Vetishim, 390 years. Hayushne Avoinam, were the years of their sin. Mishenich Nesula Oretz, from the time that they entered Eretz Yisrael, Ad Shegolu Aseres Hashvatim, until the exile of the 10 Shvatim. Ubnei Yehuda, and Shevet Yehuda, Hechisu Lefanov Mem Shana, they did Averis for another 40 years, Mishagolu Aseres HaShvatim, Ad Chorvois Yerushalayim, from the time of Golos of the Aseres HaShvatim until the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And although they were in Eretz Yisrael over 800 years from the time that Yeshua entered the land until the Churban, the Pasuk is telling us that only 436 of these years were years of Avera, and therefore they will be punished for these 436 years. But right now Rashi is up to 430 years, as we will see. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Biyecheskel and Yecheskel. Biata Shoichev al Tzitcha Hasmolis, you shall lie on your left side for 390 days, corresponding to the 390 years that Yidden sinned before the Golos Aseres Hashvatim. Vichiliso es Eile, and when you finish these 390 days, Vishachavta al Tzitcha Yemonis, then you will lie on your right side. Arboim Yoim, an additional 40 days, Vinososo es Avoin Beis Yehuda, in order to atone the Avera of Shevet Yehuda, who sinned another 40 years after the Golos Aseres Hashvatim. Zok Rashi, Unavua Zu Nemro LeYecheskel. This Nevuah was said to Yecheskel Bishona HaChamishis, in the fifth year, LeGolos HaMelech Yehoyachon, to the Golos, to the exile of King Yehoyachon, which means it was said in the fifth year of Malchus Tzidkiyahu. And since Tzidkiyahu was king for 11 years, Ve'oid Osu Sheishonim Ad Golos Tzidkiyahu, there was another 6 years until the exile of Tzidkiyahu. Hare Arboim V'sheish. So really the total number of years that they sinned after the Golos Aseres Hashvatim is not 40 years, but rather 46. 40 years until the Nevuah of Yecheskel, and another 6 after the Nevuah of Yecheskel. So we have a total of 436 years, 390 before the Golos Aseres Hashvatim, and another 46 after, for a total of 436. The Imtaimar Rashi asks, how can we say that the years that Klal Yisrael sinned after the Golos Aseres Hashvatim was only 46 years? Shnois Menashe Chamishim V'Chamish Hayu. Menashe was king for 55 years, and he was king after the Golos Aseres Hashvatim, and we know that Menashe was a Rasha, so therefore, right there you have 55 years of sin. How can we only have 46? Zok Rashi, Menashe Asa Tshuva Shloishim U'Shalosh Shana. Menashe did tshuva for 33 years. The chol shenois rishoy esrim ushtayim, and the years of his wickedness was only 22. So we only count 22 of Menashe's reign. K'mosha amru b'agodas chelik, like it says in Masechta Sanhedrin in Perik Chelik. V'shal Amon shtayim, Amon's reign of rishus was 2 years. V'achas esrei le'yokum, and 11 years for Yehoyakim. U'kenegdon l'tzidkiyo, and another 11 for Tzidkiyahu. So if you take the 22 of Menashe, the 2 of Amon, and the 11 of Yehoyakim, and 11 of Tzidkiyahu, you have a total of 46. Although there were other kings after the Golos Aseres Hashvatim, for example Yoshiyahu, but during Yoshiyahu's times, the Yidden did tshuva, because Yoshiyahu was a tzaddik, so his years were not counted as years of sin. And also Yehoyachon was a king, and Yehoyachos, but they were not counted because they each were only king for 3 months. Rashi now tells us how we come to the calculation that the Yidden did not keep 70 Shemitahs and Yevlois during the years they were in Eretz Yisrael. Zok Rashi Tzeva Chashoyv, go and count La'arba Meir's Ushloshim Vashay Shana, out of the 436 years, Shemitin V'Yevlois Shabahen, how many Shemitahs and how many Yevlois we have in 436 years. V'heim, and they are, Sheish Esrei L'Meir, 16 Shemitahs and Yevlois for 100 years. Yudal Shemitin Ubeiz Yevlois, 14 Shemitin and 2 Yevlois, because every 50 years there are 7 Shemitahs, and once every 50 years there is Yevil. So if you double that, you have 14 Shemitin and 2 Yevlois for every 100 years. Harela Arba Meir Shana, so if you figure out for 400 years, you multiply that number 16 by 4, Shishim Ba'arba, you end up with 64 Shemitin and Yevlois in 400 years. Now we have left over 36 years. L'shloshim v'shei shana, for the next 36 years, how many Shemitin do we have? Chamei Shemitahs, there are 5 Shemitahs. Every 7 years there is a Shemitah. 7 times 5 is 35. Harishivim chaser achas, we have a total of 69. 64 plus 5 equals 69. But we have one extra year, the 436th year. Zakrashi va'oid shani yisera, and this extra year, number 436, shenichnesa b'shmita hamishalemis l'shivim, that is the first year of the 70th Shemitah, the first year of the cycle of Shemitah, which would have been the 70th Shemitah, which they did not keep. V'aleim nigzar shivim shana shleimim. And because of these 69 Shemitah years, it was decreed upon them 70 years of Golos Bavel. V'cheinu oimer, and so it says, v'divrei ayomim, ad rotzisa ha'oretz eshapsei seho, until the land will appease HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Shemitahs, v'chulu, l'malois shivim shana, in order to fill up 70 years. The reason why it says l'malois shivim shana, to fill up 70 years, is because really they only did not keep 69. It's just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu filled it up to 70 to punish them for 70 years. V'ayin Rashi in Parshas Veschanon, who says that it was a chesed from Hashem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not allow them to stay in Eretz Yisrael any longer in order to be over the 70th Shemitah, because if actually they would have been over the 70th Shemitah, the punishment would have been much greater. Zok Rashi ve'vesim moirach, I will bring a fear, pachad, a fear, v'rach levav, and a softness of heart. Mem shel moirach, the mem of the word moirach, yisoid neufel, is part of the root that falls away at times. K'may mem shel moyed v'shel moikesh, just like the mem of the word moyed and mem of the word moikesh, so too mem of the word moirach is part of the root, but sometimes it does not say the mem, because really moirach means rach, which means a softness of heart. Zok Rashi v'nosu menus hascherev, they will run away as if a sword is chasing them, ki'ilu roidfim hargim oisam, as if their pursuers are chasing them. Ola nidav, rustling leaves, sharuach teichvay, because the wind will blow on a leaf, umakeyu alola acher, and cause it to hit another leaf, umakashkesh, and it will rattle, umaitzi koil, and give off a sound. V'chein targumway, and so does Targum say on the words, koil ola nidav, Kal tarfa de shakif, the sound of leaves that are banging one on the other. The shakif means to bang. Loshen chavoto, a language of knocking. Like the pasuk says, shedufois kodim, banged out by the eastern wind. Targum says, shekifun kidum, knocked on and banged out by the eastern wind. Again, we see the word shekifun, which means to knock against one another. Loshen mashkoif, and also the lintel of a door is called mashkoif because it is mokoim chavotas hadelas, the place where the door hits. And that's why it is called mashkoif, the place that is hit. V'chein targumoi shel chabura, and so is the targum of a bruise, mashkoifi, because it also means something that is hit. So too over here, by the word nidof, it means the shakif, one leaf bangs and knocks on another leaf. V'chashlu ish ba'ochev, and one will stumble over his brother, kishiyirtzu lanos, when they will want to flee, yikashlu zebazeh, they will stumble over each other, ki yivahalu lorus, because they will run in a rush. Zok Rashi kimibnei cherev, as if a sword is chasing them, ki'ilu barchim milifnei hargim, as if they are running away from people who are killing them, sheyehei bilvavam pachad, because they will have in their hearts fear, v'chol shah, and at all times svurim, they will think she'adam roitfim, that people are chasing them. Zok Rashi umidroshai v'choshlu ish ba'ochiv, the medrash on the words v'choshlu ish ba'ochiv is ze nichshal ba'avonu shel ze, one will stumble over his friend's avera, shekol yisrael arevim ze lo ze, because all of the yidden are responsible for one another, and therefore if one person does an avera, another person can be punished for this avera because of the din of arvis, the din that one is responsible for his friend's avera. Zok Rashi, va'avadetem ba'goyim, and you will be lost among the nations, kishetiu pizurim, when you will be spread out in the golos, tiu avudim zemizeh, you will be lost one from another, va'ochlu eschem, and you will be consumed, elu ha'mesem ba'goylo, this is referring to the ones who die in the exile. Ba'avoinois avoisam itam, they will be punished also for their father's averis, kisha avoinois avoisam itam, that is, if they are also doing the same averis as their fathers have done. That's why it says itam, kisha oichsim ma'ase avoisam biyedehem, when they are also holding on to their father's averis and doing the same averis, then they will be punished not only for their averis, but also for their father's averis. Yimaku, they will be dissolved. Loshen hamosa, it means to dissolve. Kuma yimasu, the word yimaku is like as if it said yimasu. Uchamayu, and similarly we find in Zechariah, timakna b'chayrehem, dissolved in their holes. And also, nimaku chaburoisai, my bruises have become dissolved. Zot Rashi vehevesi oisam, and I will bring them into Golos. Ani ba'atzmi, I by myself, aviem, will bring them there. Zumida toivah liYisrael, this is a good measure for Klal Yisrael. Shelayu oimrim, because Klal Yisrael should not say, hoil v'golinu b'no umois avoides elilim, since we are surrounded by goyim, nasa kemaseyem, let us do like their deeds, let us become like them. Ani eini manichom, I will not allow them to become like the goyim. Elamamid ani es nevi'ai, I will set them up with my nevi'im, with my prophets. Umachziron letachas knofai, and I will return them to under my wings. Shenema, like the Pasuk says, v'ha'oila aruchachem, if it will enter your mind to follow the goyim, this will not be. Chayoni, Hashem swears, im lo biyot chazoka, through my strong hand, I will make sure that you will not assimilate with the goyim. Zok Rashi, oy oz yichona, if then you will become humbled. Kimoi, the word oy in our pasuk is similar to the oy in the pasuk oy noida kishar nagahu. If it will be known that this shar is a goring shar, just like over there oy means if, so to over here oy means im oz yichona. If then, your heart will become humbled. That is the first pshat. Oy means if. Lashon acher, a second pshat Rashi says, ulai, shema oz yichona levavam. Maybe then, your heart will become humbled. So there are two pshatim. Either oy means if, or oy means maybe. Va'oz yirsu et avoinam, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive their sin. Yichapu al avoinam biyisurehem. They will be forgiven for their sin through their suffering. V'zacharti es brisi Yaakov, Bachamisha Mikoimois, in five places, Nichtav Mole, the name of Yaakov is written Mole, complete with the letter Vav. Ve'Eliyahu, and the name of Eliyahu, Choser, is written without a Vav. Bechamisha Mikoimois, in five places. Yaakov Notal Ois Mishmoy Shel Eliyahu. Yaakov took a letter from the name of Eliyahu, a Rovoin, as security, Sheyavoy V'Yavasa Gulas Bonov, in order that Eliyahu should come and be Mevasa, the redemption of his children, La'osid Lavoy. Zok Rashi v'zocharti es brisi Yaakov, and I will remember my covenant with Yaakov. Lama nimnu acharanis, why does the pasuk count the avos in reverse order? Yaakov, then Yitzchak, and then Avram. Kelomar, the pasuk means to tell us, kedai hu Yaakov akotin lekach. Yaakov alone is sufficient to merit Klal Yisrael to be taken out of Golos, even though he is the katan, he is the smallest of the avos, because he had the most to follow. He had Yitzchak who he could follow, and his grandfather Avram. V'meinu kedai, and even if he alone is not sufficient, hari Yitzchak imai, we can place Yitzchak with him. Yitzchak has a greater schus, because he only had Avram to follow. V'meinu kedai, and if those two are not sufficient, hari Avram imai shehu kedai, Avram can be placed with them, and Avram is definitely sufficient, because he did it on his own, he did not have anybody to follow. Frek Rashi v'loma loy nemru zechira b'Yitzchak. Why doesn't the pasuk say a lashon of zechira, remembering by Yitzchak? If you look at the pasuk, by Yaakov it says v'zocharti es brisi Yaakov, and by Avram it says v'af es brisi Avram ezkar. But it does not say a lashon of zechira by Yitzchak. And that Rashi answers, Ela afori shel Yitzchak, the ashes of Yitzchak nira lefonai, are always seen before me, tzavur piled up, umunach ala mizbeach, and placed on the mizbeach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that I do not need to remember Yitzchak, because I always see his ashes placed before me on the mizbeach, as if he was burnt on the mizbeach, because Avram wanted to shecht him, and actually kill him, and slaughter him on the mizbeach, if not for the malach stopping him. Therefore, I always see his ashes before me, I do not have to remember Yitzchak. And Rashi says that you went into Golos Yan uve Yan, Gemul uve Gemul, as compensation, Asher b'mishpotai ba'osu, because you were disgusted at my laws. Va'af gam zois, zok Rashi, va'af afilu ani oisi imoim zois haperoni ois, and even if I do to you all these punishments, Asher amarti, which I stated before, b'yoisim beritzai vehem, when you are in the land of your enemies, lo ma'astim lechaloisam, I did not become disgusted with you to totally destroy you, u'lehofer b'risi asher itam, and to annul my covenant with you. And the pasuk continues that I will remember my bris rishonim with the rishonim. Zok Rashi, who are the rishonim? Shel shvatim. It means the 12 tribes that went out of Mitzrayim. I made a bris with them also. And the parasha ends off, these are the chukim and the toiros. So Rashi, what does it mean, toiros? Achas b'chsav v'achas balpeh. Since it says toiros in the plural, one is referring to the written law, and one is referring to the oral law. So Rashi, Magid, the pasuk is telling us, shekula nitnu l'moshe b'sinai, that even the oral law was given to Moshe at Sinai. Because the pasuk says, v'ha-toiros asher nosen Hashem b'har Sinai. Toiros b'chsav and toiros balpeh were given to Moshe at Har Sinai. This concludes the 45 curses mentioned in Parashas Bechukosai. In Parashas Kisavai, there are an additional 98 curses. The Ayin Ramban, who says that the 45 in Parashas Bechukosai are predicting what will happen in the time of Bayis Rishon, and the 98 in Parashas Kisavai are predicting what will happen in the time of Bayis Sheni. We cannot leave the Teichecha without mentioning one of the most famous Meshech Chachmas stated here in Parashas Bechukosai, where Rabbi Simcha elaborates on the Golos cycle. He literally predicted that when people will think that Berlin is Yerushalayim, then a storm will come and uproot the Yidden and transplant them into a different country. What Rameir Simcha meant when he said that people will call Berlin Yerushalayim, he was referring to unreligious German Jews who were making Germany and its culture into their main country. And if the Yidden will be so comfortable in the Golos, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring upon them all the klolos written in the Teichecha. Some say that what Rameir Simcha wrote in the 1800s was a prediction to the Holocaust that happened years later.